For WBAI News in New York, I'm Linda Perry. Public school advocates, parents, students, teachers, principals, they all came together over the weekend in Midtown Manhattan. This to tell Governor Cuomo enough is enough, enough of high-stakes testing. They want fair teacher evaluations, full funding for public schools, and support for struggling schools.
Every child brings something from home, because these are people. I think that's what we have to remember, that we bring emotion and so much complexity. And the complexity in a great way in terms of passion, and complexity in a hard way in terms of, you know, real challenges. And so teaching isn't something you can just fit into little number boxes and test away.
Education advocate Zephyr Teachout, former candidate for New York State governor, is with Protect Our Schools Coalition. She says there are a handful of hedge fund billionaires like Dan Loeb who are spending millions of dollars in an incredibly arrogant way.
And they're trying to use that millions of dollars to force policy in the state of New York, really trying to buy the policy, and it looks pretty explicit. You know, when they spend the money, how they spend the money, it's on a combination of donations to campaigns, individual candidates, a lot of money to Andrew Cuomo, but then also independent spending, funding think tanks. It's a real deliberate effort to have a takeover.
There are different theories about why hedge fund billionaires are doing what they're doing. For one thing, Teachout says they are not doing it because they understand public education.
Because the teachers' unions are one of the most, and public education are one of the sort of most essential parts of civil democratic society. And if you take that out, then you can basically just extract tax breaks from the state. You know, some of it's ideological, some of it's selfish. I think it's a blend of ideology and self-interest. That's my take.
Governor Cuomo's agenda will not work for children.
Randy Weingarten is president of the AFT, the American Federation of Teachers.
It is just remarkable that 4 years into his governorship, that all of a sudden, after he's gotten millions of dollars from the hedge funds, he just coincidentally has taken their entire agenda of competition, not collaboration, of testing, not teaching, and of destabilizing rather than funding public schools and universities. And what we know from around the country, that not only does this not work, but it is dead wrong for kids. And particularly in a state like New York, where the funding inequities have actually exacerbated, it's really a problem.
So you're talking about his support of charters, and you're talking about linking testing to teacher evaluation.
But when you take it all together, between a fixation on charter schools, a fixation on testing, and at the same time ignoring the Campaign for Fiscal Equity lawsuit and the things that that says is needed. So blaming teachers rather than funding schools, undermining communities rather than funding schools, when you take it all together and you have the sanction and blame agenda rather than an agenda that lifts all boats, then you know it's wrong.
My school Cuomo hasn't been donating money to our school.
Thomas is a student at PS9 in Brooklyn. He says he's at the rally to get that money. He says his school, like many schools, have been falling behind, that the governor is not supporting them.
We've lost a couple of teachers last year. We're missing, like, supplies. We have to hire people out of our own teachers' money.
Dominic Ryan is Tom's dad.
It's like Tom said, it's just there's not enough money, and like the parents contribute a lot, and the teachers, a lot of stuff comes out of pocket, and as parents, we try to contribute, but it's always short, and every year, like, you know, we're raising money just to meet the basic needs, and, you know, at the same time, then there's like a co-location thing where these charter schools are coming in, and it just doesn't seem right.
Randy Weingarten says the problem with public school and charter school co-locations is they create a competitive situation.
And you have a tale of two schools, where you have the charter that gets anything it wants, and if it doesn't get it from the funding formula, it gets it from whoever its granddaddies and grandmommies are in the hedge fund business, versus the regular public school, which don't get that. And then you see that charters, instead of actually you know, spending the money on the rent that they should be spending the money on. What they're doing is getting free rent and also, you know, fighting with the public school system.
Meanwhile, New York State budget negotiations stretched through the weekend. This while legislators and Cuomo worked to resolve differences over school funding, teacher evaluations, and a minimum wage hike before a new fiscal year. This begins on Wednesday. Cuomo said he's optimistic lawmakers will agree to his top priorities: greater disclosure of lawmakers' outside income and education reforms. These include revised teacher evaluations, which education advocates say has no business being linked to the budget. Cuomo proposed $1.1 billion in additional school funding if lawmakers approve his education reforms. But lawmakers want a bigger increase. They say a commission or the State Board of Regents should be the ones who recommend evaluation changes, not the governor. Meanwhile, a minimum wage increase sought by Assembly Democrats appears blocked by Senate Republicans. Lawmakers hope to vote on the budget today or Tuesday. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.